it's a happy Monday and it's pandemic prescription time with me, Damon Cox, as part of the Organist Encores, hopefully bringing you some joy on this Monday. And it's hard to believe that it's been 6 weeks since we started. Time strangely does fly by quite quickly when you're keeping yourself busy. I've certainly been practicing a dance site more than I ever have done, learning a lot more, and of course I still have to do the working from home stuff. But nonetheless, that still gives me plenty of time to produce these extra shows, and yet again I've been amazed by the response, and I must apologise. There's a number of you, and I'm very tardy at the moment at replying to emails. You have to bear in mind that my entire schedule and routine has completely disappeared over the last 6 weeks. I'm so used to writing all of my emails and correspondence on the tube to and from work, but of course I'm not doing that, so I apologise if I haven't replied, but hopefully if your request is played, then I got your email. Anyway, let's quit the waffling and get on with the first request, which comes from Carl Heslop, who I think could now be called Conica Carl, because he is in the middle of restoring the Forum Coventry Conica, and what a mighty fine job he's doing, and I look very much forward to hearing the Conica plus its additions in the not-too-distant future. Anyway, not surprisingly, he's asked for a track played on a Conica, and this is The Regal March, as played by David Lowe on the Regal Rotherham Conica. Three manuals and nine ranks there of Conica organ in the Regal stroke Scala Rotherham in the hands of its Mr. Resident David Lowe for my very good friend Carl Heslop. Now, the next request comes from Enid Hilton. Now, I must apologise to Enid, because last time she put in a request, I said the email came from Enid Powell. Now, Enid Powell, for those of you who aren't in the know, was a very well-respected singer who used to do a lot of work with the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust in the 1970s. But this is a request for Enid Hilton, who says, could she hear Phil Kelsall play Hello Dolly? Now, the great thing about Jerry Herman's Hello Dolly is that it can be played in a number of different ways, as a quick step, or in this case, the Alpine Stroll. And alongside Dolly are two sleepy people and some whispering grass, but don't tell the trees. Phil Kelsall with the Alpine Stroll and that trio of tunes, Jerry Herman's Hello Dolly, Hoagy Carmichael's Two Sleepy People and Whispering Grass Don't Tell the Trees. Well, I certainly didn't, but I'm not sure about you. Now, so far, so good. All of the requests that have come in have been easy, and so was the next one. At the end of a very recent phone conversation with my good friend Dave Schuster, he says, how about hearing the Ashokan Farewell, as played by Robert Wolf? We both agreed it's a beautiful ballad, so here is Robert. The beautiful sounds of the ex-Paramount Odeon lead Wurlitzer in the hands of Robert Wolf, and as a little spoiler, we'll be hearing from that sister organ at the end of this week's show. Now, next in from John Mann, who says, could I advertise his new book, Keys to Success? Well, John, I've just done that. It's an excellent book. I'm already about a quarter of the way through, and it's certainly giving me a break from all of this screen time, which seems to be going through the roof now that we're not able to go out and do the thing. So tired eyes in the evening are grateful to pick up a good old-fashioned book and read it. And the book is so far excellent. I shall put details on the website of where to get the book from, how to send you money, and I thought, seeing as I'm mentioning John's book, it would be time for another track of The Magical Music Man. And here he is on the Bertie Fenn collection on the free manual 14 rank Compton with I'm Confessing That I Love You. John Mann at Bertie Fenn with I'm Confessing That I Love You, and that song always makes me think of Frank Ifield, probably because I had that tune on a 45 RPM single. In fact, I probably still have it lurking somewhere. Nonetheless, it's a really beautiful piece. Next in from Cameron Lloyd, who's been a very busy boy restoring the Rialto Bebington console in his shed at home, and by the looks of it, he's going to be converting it for use with Hauptwerk or something similar, so he's certainly been very busy. He says, could we hear something from Armsby Bancroft, because he's always seemed to be forgotten? Well, I have to admit, Cameron, it's been a while since we've heard from Armsby, so I hope that you approve of this big band number, which is called Big Brass Band from Brazil, played on the magnificent Freemanual 13 rank Compton Christie in the Town Hall in Ossett. The Big Brass Band from Brazil in the capable hands of Armsby Bancroft at Ossett Town Hall in 1981, and I hope, Cameron, that choice was suitable for you. Now, next in from Ben Hallam, who wrote in, I think, on one of our very first shows. Nonetheless, he follows up with an email saying that he currently works as an ECP at Russell's Hall Hospital in Dudley, and that he's aware that the current Fentham Hall Compton was once installed at Marston Green Hospital, of all places. Well, Ben, it certainly was. It was actually in the maternity hospital at Marston Green, and I must tell you this particularly funny story. Apparently one organist who's still very much alive and very much in the senior end of the category, without naming names, but he very much enjoys experimenting with registrations, once was complained at after his concert there because he played too quietly, because usually when the organ was played flat out, the births would happen a lot quicker. Now, only one commercial recording exists of the Compton at the Maternity Hospital, and it features a very young Simon Gledhill. Now, I know Simon's a very regular listener of the show and dislikes this recording, so I'm sorry, Simon, but please feel free to switch off whilst the rest of us enjoy the beautiful ballad Send in the Clowns.
Thank you.
The beautiful ballad Send in the Clowns for Ben Hallam at the Marston Green Maternity Hospital in 1983. In days gone by, it was very common for theatre organists to also compose pieces of music, and thankfully, a great number of these have become part of the current cinema organ repertoire. One such composer that springs to mind is Bobby Pagan, who perhaps is most well known for his Canyon Caballero. However, this little ditty I found on a broadcast that was performed by Gerald Shaw on the 29th of November 1954. Now, this was on a cassette tape, and for the life of me, I can't remember where the tape came from. So if you do know, or it was you that sent it to me, I hope you don't mind this going out. Nonetheless, it's Gerald at the Regal Marble Arch Christie in London, and here he is with Bobby Pagan's novelty number, Plantation Picnic. Bobby Pagan's Plantation Picnic, as played by Gerald Shaw in 1954, and again, apologies for these crackles and the pops on that recording. It came off an acetate, then was put on cassette, and then you know what it's like, quality does diminish over time. Well, we're approaching the end of this week's show, and I mentioned earlier on that we would hear from the sister organ of the Paramount Odeon Leeds, that being the Paramount Odeon in Newcastle. They both have identical organs, but only one of the two organs is currently being playable, the other one in store. Perhaps the sister organ is most well known for its time at Turner's musical merry-go-round, where Nicholas Martin was the resident organist. However, before then, it was installed at the Kitchen Brothers showroom in Diss. And it's this particular installation that Simon Wills wanted to hear a recording of. I said I would have a look through my archive because I have quite a lot of archive material from there that's not been broadcast or released. Ron Travers was a great recording engineer in the Norfolk area and went around and recorded all sorts of private sessions and goodness knows what else. However, thanks to David Ivory, who lent me these CDs a couple of years ago to copy, we can enjoy the sounds of some unreleased material. And to end this week's show, it's Jeff Stevenson, who's a big Blackpool fan, and I think that comes across in this duo of rhythmical numbers, the Carioca and Rock Around the Clock. Jeff Stevenson at the Kitchen Brothers Garage in Diss in 1972 with the Carioca and Rock Around the Clock on that previously unheard recording. And yes, the rest of it is just as excellent. I always thought that that Wurlitzer sounded absolutely tremendous in that wonderful acoustic of the garage. Well, that brings Pandemic Prescription to an end. Please, please, please keep the requests coming. No punter shall be denied, even if they have been in here before. Anyway, that's about your lot from me. Again, this week, you're going to have to put up with me twice, and who knows what shall happen on Thursday. I've got a few ideas in mind, but it may be that I throw spotlight on another composer. It all depends on what happens between now and then and how many times I change my mind. Anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed, and remember, stay safe, stay indoors, and take care.